Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Now, today we're on our psychology unit. We're talking about a unique phobia. A phobia is a fear, but it's an irrational fear. It's a fear that there's no real reason behind it. You're just scared of something, but you can't really explain why. For example, some people can have a fear of going outside. It's called agoraphobia. We have all these fancy names for all these phobias.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a unique one today that I've never heard of. Had you heard of this before?
No. In fact, I was a little stunned. I looked it up. It's not in one of my dictionaries. I think you need a medical dictionary, perhaps. Trypophobia. I also, Joe, think of phobias as something that the general population does not experience.
Yes, most people would not have these.
So when you run into them, they're a little weird and you think, what? You're afraid of going outside. What's up with that? There is one that a lot of people are afraid of, and that's heights.
Heights, yes.
Yeah,
I understand arachnophobia, fear of spiders. Because spiders can actually bite you. They can hurt you. But this one, trypophobia, fear of holes. Yeah, that's a new one on me, but apparently there are enough people out there that suffer from this phobia. We're going to learn all about it today on the program. Let's go ahead and read through the article first, all about trypophobia.
One day, a friend and I were looking at pictures for a school presentation about international cuisine. One of them was of a piece of Swiss cheese that was full of holes. My friend's face suddenly went pale. He started scratching his arms and looked as though he wanted to vomit. "What's wrong?" I asked. "I can't stand looking at all those holes," he said. "I'm trypophobic." Trypophobia is a fear of clustered holes or anything that resembles a pattern of holes. This could be anything from a honeycomb or a lotus seed pod to the craters on the moon. It could even be caused by things that look like holes, such as the patterns on a blue-ringed octopus. When people with trypophobia see these images, they feel very uncomfortable. They start to sweat, their skin feels itchy, and they might even have a panic attack. There's no denying the reaction. However, few scientists accept that trypophobia is a real psychological condition. That might change, though. Two scientists from the University of Essex, UK, have been researching trypophobia in search of an explanation. They learned that some people felt something nasty might be hidden inside the holes, while others dreaded actually falling into them. Finally, the researchers analyzed the visual components of the hole dotted images and compared them to images of venomous animals. They found similarities, suggesting a fear of holes is actually a fear of danger. The brain makes an unconscious connection that causes the trypophobe's reactions. As with most phobias, the way to treat trypophobia is for sufferers to realize that what frightens them can't really hurt them. This comes from counseling and gradual safe exposure to patterns of holes, which helps them get used to the images. Hopefully, as the scientists carry out further studies, we can learn more about this unusual fear.
So the article starts off today by saying, one day, a friend and I were looking at pictures for a school presentation about international cuisine. So we start off innocently enough. It's just a presentation. That's something that you have to do at school where you will tell people about something. You'll have some sort of project or something that you have put some research and some time into, and you'll explain it to the class. Or in business, people always have to do presentations as well. A salesperson might have to do a presentation for clients in which you say, this is what my company does, this is why we're so good at what we do, and this is why you should hire our company. That's a presentation. This one is about international cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Cuisine is a fancy word for food. Everywhere around the world, every country has their own cuisine. Taiwan, of course, has its unique cuisine that is very celebrated, not only by Taiwanese people, but by all the international visitors that
sure.
come here. They call it a foodie paradise. People who love food love to come here because of the great cuisine that can be enjoyed in night markets and in, you know, three-star Michelin restaurants and all that stuff.
Yeah, I love the food here. Well, our article starts out by telling about a circumstance, I guess, a situation where a friend was with another friend and they were looking at pictures in preparation for this school presentation. And one of them, one of the pictures they were looking at was a piece of Swiss cheese. If you know what Swiss cheese is, you know that it's got lots of holes in it. It's a very special kind of cheese. I love Swiss cheese.
It is delicious.
Yes, I love it. And the friend who's telling this story says, "Ooh, my friend's face suddenly went pale." If your face goes pale, it goes white because the blood drains from your face. So it leaves your skin very white. You look like you're going to faint. In fact, sometimes that's what happens when someone's face goes pale. Now, his friend also started scratching his arms. If you scratch something, you take your fingernails and you run them back and forth over your skin. Sometimes people at school, just for a joke, when we were growing up, we had blackboards. And if you took your fingernails and scratched the blackboard, it made
a terrible sound.
Horrible sound. And people would go, "Stop." But now we have whiteboards that don't make that noise anymore. So his friend also looked like he wanted to vomit or throw up, which means food that you've already eaten comes back up and out of your mouth.
That's right. To toss your cookies, lose your lunch, vomit, puke. We have so many words for this. I'm not sure why we have so many.
I don't know.
Well, this person then asks, "What's wrong?" Yeah, what's the problem?
Yeah.
It's just a piece of cheese.
I know.
It can't hurt you. Well, this person explains, "I can't stand looking at all those holes," he said. If you can't stand something, this is a very common phrase.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you can't take it. It's not something that you enjoy. It's even something that you hate, or you just can't go through the experience. So this person really does not want to look at all those holes, and it's because I'm trypophobic. So the fear is trypophobia.
Mm-hmm.
If you're discussing a person who has that, you replace the IA with an IC at the end. So somebody who has agoraphobia, the other one that we mentioned at the beginning of the show, they would be agoraphobic. Or the other one, fear of spiders, arachnophobia. They would say that I'm arachnophobic.
Mm-hmm.
So IC is the descriptor for the person or the actual condition here. So this person just can't stand looking at holes, any holes, even on a piece of cheese.
Now, trypophobia is defined in the next paragraph. The first sentence says, "Trypophobia is a fear of clustered holes or anything that resembles a pattern of holes." Notice here, it's not a fear of one single hole. It's a group of holes together that are closely put together in some sort of pattern. Here, we're talking about clustered holes. Cluster, of course, is a group of things together. So it's kind of an interesting fear. This could be anything from a honeycomb or a lotus seed pod to the craters on the moon. Here, the next sentence is giving you examples of what clustered holes look like. Now, a honeycomb is what bees produce. It's where they put their honey. So a honeycomb looks like a structure that has six-sided cells. They're really cool, actually. And that's where they put their honey. A lotus seed pod, I don't know what that is. Joe does.
In the lotus flower, in the center of the flower, there is this circular thing where the seeds are actually inside. But it's full of holes. And I've actually seen some quite disturbing images on Facebook where people have photoshopped these seed pods onto human skin.
Ew!
And they tell a lie, and they say, "Oh, this is some skin condition that you can get." And
I've seen those.
That's what it is. That's what a lotus seed pod looks like.
Ew, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, it's I'm not trypophobic, but even I don't enjoy looking at those images of seed pods.
Ooh.
That's what it is. You might not have seen a seed pod.
Grosses me out.
But you might have seen those images on Facebook, because they are quite widely circulated. A lot of people post those. And then also craters on the moon. Craters are the holes that you see when you look at images on the moon. Those are the holes created by meteors or comets crashing into the surface, and they cause there to be a hole there. There are craters on Earth, too. The Grand Canyon, for example, is a crater, actually, that was caused, they believe, much in the same way.
That's my state.
That's your state. That's Arizona?
Arizona! The Grand Canyon's in Arizona. Now, it could also even be caused by things that look like holes, such as patterns on a blue-ringed octopus. I don't remember noticing those pattern of holes on the octopus before. So if you want to see what it looks like, just get onto the internet and put blue-ringed octopus in the search box and see what it brings up. You can see what some of these trypophobic people are afraid of looking at. Now, when people with trypophobia see these images, they feel very uncomfortable. And that sometimes happens to us when we're in a situation where we're not confident or we're afraid something's going to happen. A place that I have a great fear of is the dentist's office.
Me too.
Don't like the dentist. Sorry.
Nothing fun happens at the
dentist. No, it always hurts and it costs a lot of money. So I don't like the dentist. But if you're in a situation where you're not truly happy or confident or you're afraid, you start to feel uncomfortable.
That's right. And let's give you an idea of some of the sensations or feelings that they would get if they see a pattern or a cluster of holes.
Uh-huh.
It says they start to sweat. That's when, you know, moisture or water comes out of the little holes on your skin called pores. You know, usually that's how our bodies keep cool in the summer. That's a system that our bodies have to keep cool, but it also happens when we feel nervous or uncomfortable. Now, I guess that's because when you feel nervous or uncomfortable, your body heats up, maybe, so it's your body just starts to cool itself. And their skin feels itchy. Itchy is when you have this sensation on your skin where you feel like you want to scratch. It's uncomfortable. It's not a nice feeling. And they might even have a panic attack. When you panic, you're feeling a very strong sensation of fear. You feel like you want to get away from somewhere or from something. You're very, very uncomfortable.
You start breathing fast.
Yes, it's called hyperventilating. You start breathing very quickly. That's what a panic attack is. It's just a sudden feeling of very strong fear. And it's actually a medical condition. It's not just, I'm a little bit afraid right now. People get these. And sometimes they have to go on medication for them.
Yeah, because their heart is beating so fast that it's really kind of dangerous for some people. Now, there's no denying the reaction. However, few scientists accept that trypophobia is a real psychological condition. It's a reaction, which means how your body responds when it's faced with something it's afraid of or it thinks it's afraid of. Here, be careful. Few scientists means not very many. But if you just put a little that little guanzi in front of scientists, it changes it completely. So it means, there are some scientists that believe. But here we're saying they're not many.
That's right. They don't
very negative.
They don't really believe in it. But it says it is a real psychological condition. Psychological means having to do with the brain, with the human mind. Somebody who studies this would be a psychologist. So they would do studies in a laboratory with people, asking them questions, studying the electronic impulses within the brain and what happens in certain situations. So it is a real condition. These people are not making it up, in other words.
No, they are not. Right now we're going to listen to some explanation and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们在英文里面如果看到 phobia 这个字呢，它指的就是恐惧症的意思。而今天要介绍的是 trypophobia, 也就是密集恐惧症。一刚开始就诉说这个作者朋友的经验。第一个空格的句子提到 ,My friend's face suddenly went blank one. 当他看到呢一整个密密麻麻的洞在起丝上面 整个脸马上就变得怎么样呢？若搭配前后文意，当然是脸色苍白。所以搭配文意，第一题我们可以选择 I 选项 pale。pale 当作形容词，就是有苍白的意思。为什么会脸色苍白呢？在这里第二个空格的句子提到 I can't blank too looking at all those holes, he said. 他说实在是没有办法怎么样看着那些洞。当然咯，就是没有办法忍受一直看着这些密密麻麻的洞。所以第二格也是搭配文意，在 can't 后面放一个原形动词，我们可以选择 G 选项 stand, 在这里就有忍受的意思。第三个空格在这里说明 Trypophobia is a fear of clustered holes or anything that blank three a pattern of holes。解释了密集恐惧症指的就是一种对聚集成群的洞会感到恐慌，或者是任何其他类似像有这样子图案的东西。在第三个空格 that 后面要接的是一个动词，任何类似有这样子类型的洞它都会感到害怕。搭配文意跟文法句型，第三个空格可以选择 A 选项 resembles, 就代表着与什么相像跟类似的意思。第四个空格 When people with trypophobia see these images, they feel very blank for。如果看到这种密集在一起的洞呢，那么又有这样的恐惧症，看到这样图像当然会觉得怎么样呢？觉得非常的不舒服。搭配文意，第四题可以选择 uncomfortable, 不舒服的。第五个空格 There's no denying the reaction。 那么这样子的反应呢是不可否认的。关键字 however, 然而 few scientists blank five that trypophobia is a real psychological condition, 然而但是啊，却少有科学家呢可以接受这个事实。什么事实？少有科学家会认为密集恐惧症是一种真正的心理疾病。那么 however 就是一个很重要的关键字，所以第五个空格我们就选择 C 选项 accept, 是有接受的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about trypophobia. It's a fear of clustered or grouped holes, patterns of holes.When people run into these patterns of holes, they react as if those holes are trying to scare them or dangerous or trying to kill them, something bad. And they react by starting to sweat. Their skin starts feeling itchy. If I see something that grosses me out, Joe, that's that feeling, your skin. We also say, ooh, you start getting those goosebumps because something's grossing you out. They might even have a panic attack, which is quite serious sometimes. They'll start breathing too fast. Their heart is racing, which means your heart is beating very fast. And sometimes they need some medicine to calm their body down.
So as we just left off before the break, we said it's a real reaction.
Yeah.
Something is definitely happening here. However, there's not that many scientists who believe that it's a real psychological condition.
Mm.
But we learn in this next paragraph now, it says that might change, though. So perhaps more scientists are starting to come around. They're starting to study it and realize that, yes, this is a real psychological condition. Let's meet two of them now. It says two scientists...from the University of Essex, UK, have been researching trypophobia in search of an explanation. So we're over in the United Kingdom, Essex, that's in England, and they're in search of an explanation. If you're in search of something, it means you're looking for something, something that you can't find yet, but you hope that you will eventually find it. They're looking for an explanation, and of course an explanation is the reason why something happens. So they're trying to find out the reason why some people have a very, very strong reaction of fear when they see these clusters of holes or just the patterns of holes.
Well, they learned that some people felt something nasty might be hidden inside the holes. Remember, a hole goes down and your eyes can't always see what's in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of a mystery.
There's something mysterious about it.
Yeah, like what's hiding inside. It's actually very interesting because I think their minds are very creative, imaginative. If they're imagining something nasty inside, something nasty, something unpleasant that you don't want to come across, it might be a bug. It might be something gross, or it might be something dangerous.
I can somewhat relate to that because if I was going to a beach, like at a lake or the sea, if the water wasn't clear and I couldn't see down to the bottom, so if I was stepping in the water but I couldn't see my own feet on the bottom, something in my brain would be like, what's down there? You might step on something that's, you know, poisonous or something that's just slimy and gross. And I don't feel that way about holes, but I did feel that way about water that I couldn't see.
What you can't see, stepping into the unknown. Well, some of them thought something's nasty inside, while others, these are the people they were studying, dreaded actually falling into them. If you dread something, it's something you're afraid of, something that's in the future that you're going to have to deal with, you think. For example, I used the dentist example earlier. I always dread going to the dentist.
Yeah, they don't even give me a lollipop anymore. they say I'm too old.
Yeah, we used to get candy as kids.
I don't get anything. Just a drill in my tooth.
Well, finally, the researchers, the scientists, analyzed the visual components of the whole dotted images and compared them to images of venomous animals. Visual just means you can see it, right? So the parts of these pictures that they could see, of these images that are whole dotted, they took those and they compared them. They put them side by side to pictures of venomous animals like snakes and spiders. Scorpion is what I always think of because I'm from Arizona. A venomous animal has poison inside it and can sting you or bite you.
And they can put the poison into your body. So, they're just comparing them. They're trying to see if the reactions are the same or if they're different. And they found similarities. Similarities are things that are the same, suggesting a fear of holes is actually a fear of danger. I think that's what most phobias or fears come down to. People are afraid that what they're looking at is somehow dangerous to them. It can hurt them. It can cause them some kind of harm. So when they see holes, their brain immediately goes, that's dangerous. That's something that can hurt you. And it does say that the brain makes an unconscious connection that causes the trypophobe's reactions. Unconscious means it's something that you are not actually aware of happening. It's going on within your brain, but you're not causing it to happen. You're not making the decision for this to happen. You're not saying, okay, I see holes and I'm deciding that that's dangerous. Your brain's just doing this on its own, and you can't really do much about it.
Yeah, so they can't just say, hey, I'm not going to be afraid of this anymore.
Then we would have no phobias.
Yeah, I know. Then we wouldn't. Well, as with most phobias, the way to treat trypophobia is for sufferers to just realize that what frightens them can't really hurt them. One of the phobias that's very actually popular, or there are more people that have this one than most I've heard about, is the claustrophobia.
That's right.
Which is a phobia of being in cramped spaces, small spaces like an elevator. I don't typically feel like that. I don't like being in a crowded subway.
I don't think anybody does.
But I don't know if it's a phobia. A phobia, as Joe explained at the beginning of this program, is that it's an irrational fear. It doesn't make sense.
Now, this comes from counseling. We're talking about trying to get over this phobia and how you can stop having it. Gradual exposure. You have to go through some different things to do this. It said this comes from counseling. Counseling is when you go talk to a healthcare professional who will basically talk you through it. They'll ask you questions about why you feel you have this fear. They'll tell you some reasons about why you don't need to have this fear. And it does say, yes, a gradual safe exposure to patterns of holes which helps them get used to the images. This is how people deal with all types of phobias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gradual exposure. It just means slowly, over the time, you will look at pictures of holes more. Maybe you'll start off with one tiny little hole, and then two, and then three. I've seen this with people who are afraid of things like things that you wouldn't expect, like kittens, for example. I've seen TV shows about this, where at the beginning of the show, they can't be anywhere near a tiny, cute little fluffy kitten, and then as time goes on, they put the kitten closer to the person, a little bit closer, and at the end, they're, you know, they're holding the kitten, they're playing with it.
They do this a lot with little kids.
They
do. My niece is learning to swim, and she was terrified the first day. But you put your feet, your toes in the water, little by little. It helps with a lot of fears, frankly. Now, hopefully, it says at the end, as the scientists carry out or conduct further studies, we can learn more about this unusual fear. I'm hoping that some of those folks out there that are trypophobic know that there are some answers to this. They can go talk to someone. It can help them a lot. Because they're missing out on Swiss cheese, which I love.
Yes, nobody should have to go through life without Swiss cheese.
Right.
So remember, if you have this phobia, you're not alone. It is a real condition,
and
you can get help for it. We're almost out of time. Before we go, though, let's listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
接着来叙述呢，有两位来自英国的科学家，他们在研究密集恐惧症。第六个空格的句子写着 ：Two scientists from the University of Essex, UK, have been researching trypophobia in search of a and blank six。他们要寻找的呢，就是有关这种密集恐惧症的什么。那么为什么人们会有这样的想法跟恐惧，还要找出一个解释跟说明？所以搭配文意，第六题我们可以选择一选项 explanation， 也就是有解释的意思。第七个空格 ，Finally, the researchers analyzed the visual blank seven of the whole dotted images and compared them to images of venomous animals. 最后呢，这些研究人员就分析这种呢，会有一点一点的密布的图像的视觉的什么东西，再把这些视觉的这个东西呢，拿去跟有毒动物的图像来做比较。而我们在这里第七个放在形容词 visual 的后面，我们可以放名词的形态，他们去分析这种图像的构成要素，它的组成要素。搭配文意，第七题可以选择 F 选项的 component。而这样子的相比较之后 ，they found blank eight， 他们发现了其实两者之中这些密集的洞跟对于恐惧危险的恐惧是有相连性，有很多的类似性。所以第八题我们可以选择 D 选项 similarities， 而解释呢就在第八个空格后面的句子，这些洞会让你联想到危险。第九个空格 ，As with most phobias, the way to treat trypophobia is for sufferers to realize that what blank nine them can't really hurt them. 其实要治疗这种呢密集恐惧症，就是让这些患者去理解 what blank nine them 真正让他们害怕的东西其实是不会真正伤害到他们的。在这里第九个空格的 what 就等于 the thing which， 后面要加一个动词，让他们害怕，使害怕。所以第九题可以选择 H 选项的 frightens。最后一个空格 ，This comes from counseling and gradual safe blank ten to patterns of holes。当然喽，这其实要透过咨商，还有在一种呢很安全渐进式的，常常去接触这种密集洞的格式跟图案，才能够慢慢的治愈。所以第十题搭配文意，我们选择 B 选项 exposure， 当作名词，有接触的意思。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That's all the time we have for English Digest today. We hope you've found this educational, learning about trypophobia and phobias in general. Remember, if you do have a phobia, you're not weird. There's a lot of people out there that are just like you that have the same sorts of fears. And you can get counseling and you can conquer your fear. All right, until the next time, for English Digest, I'm Joe.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.